From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. American businesses didn't hire as many people last month as economists expected. The Labor Department's report today shows employers added 112,000 new jobs in November. The unemployment rate did fall by a tenth of a point to 5.4%. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Job creation has been the economy's weak spot, even though growth has returned to a decent level. A huge number of jobs were created 2 months ago, and that fueled hopes the economy had finally turned the corner on the jobs question. Then came today's report.
It was certainly a disappointment after we had seen a real burst of optimism in the October report.
Lynn Reeser is chief economist at Bank of America Capital Management. She says today's numbers won't cheer anyone up. Some sectors even lost jobs in November.
It was another weak month for manufacturing. We had started to see some employment gains through the spring and early summer, and then in the last 3 months, manufacturers just have not been adding workers.
Service sector industries, especially healthcare, did show fairly strong jobs growth. David Weiss of Standard & Poor says outside those sectors, however, many employers simply aren't sure whether the economy is truly on the mend.
It's been a very nervous time out there. People are scared, and manufacturers are scared, and employers are scared. They're using more temp workers. They're using more contract workers. They're not adding to permanent staff.
Employers hired another 9,000 temporary workers in November. Retail employment, meanwhile, fell by 16,000. Consistent with early reports, this year's holiday shopping season is off to a slow start. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist at PNC Financial Services in Pittsburgh. He says it's true that many businesses have been slow to hire, but he says a lot of them have good reasons.
We're still seeing a lot of productivity gains, and I think businesses are still holding back a bit on full-time hiring, especially as healthcare costs keep going up and up and are in prospect for almost another double-digit increase in 2005.
But while rising healthcare costs are a big issue, employers are also keeping an eye on energy prices, which have been dropping sharply over the past several days. Stuart Hoffman says he's still pretty optimistic.
Jobs are still growing this year, and I think with the drop in energy prices, this report suggests that there'll be bigger job gains in December and in through the first half of 2005.
So while the November report wasn't strong, the economy is still adding jobs. For the first 11 months of this year, employers added an average of around 180,000 jobs a month. Good, but not good enough to dispel all concerns. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.